I didn't notice it. I didn't catch the signs. I ended up getting a call one day from the counselor. And she was like, I have Joshua in the office with me. And Joshua tried to harm himself. And I was like, what? And I asked Joshua, you know, what would you do to harm yourself? And he said, I would hang myself.
Right now at 12, it might not feel too good, but you're going to see how special you really are. Appreciate your uniqueness. Appreciate your call. You're special to God, and you're going to be special to the whole world. So don't let anybody ever get you to the point where you feel like doing something bad to yourself. Because if you do something bad to yourself, then you're going to rob us of the opportunity of experiencing the special gift that you have for us. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to a new edition of Your World. I'm your host, Creflo Dollar, and my hope is that you're excited to be here with me on today's program. When I launched this new program format, I did so because I wanted to bring grace into situations that people just like you and I face every day. This episode is no different. Today, I'm going to address an all too common problem in our world and help one family see their way towards God's grace. Now, between 1 in 4 U.S. students report that they have been bullied at school. Today's bullying has gone way beyond just a push on the playground. With the advent of social media and cyberbullying, this epidemic has taken a turn for the worst. Whether it occurs on college campuses, America's elementary schools, or even in the workplace, people all over of all ages are hurting from this abusive behavior. Temetris Page and her 12-year-old son, Joshua, are joining us today. Right now, Joshua is dealing with the pain of being bullied at school. The harassment got so bad that Joshua desperately thought of ways to hurt himself to escape the constant torture. Stay tuned as I help this young man and his mother deal with this situation and take steps towards gaining victory today on Your World. Please help me and welcome Temetris Page. Thank you so much for being here. Let's allow you to lay some background so we can understand Joshua more as we address the situation. What was your relationship with his father?
His father and I were married. We were together 15 years, mm-hmm. and we had Joshua. We had a house built and all that, but it was infidelity, so I ended up leaving. That's when I came to Georgia.
Which means that he had to go to a new school.
Well, actually, yes, but the bullying started before that.
Right.
It started at that school right before I got ready to move. It started uh-huh. there. He would be like, Mom, can I stay home? Mm-hmm. I didn't notice it. I didn't catch the signs. I ended up getting a call one day from the counselor. And she was like, I have Joshua in the office with me, and Joshua tried to harm himself. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, my God. So she said, I asked Joshua, you know, what would you do to harm yourself? And he said, I would hang myself. And that hit me like a ton of bricks because I had just saw on the news where a lady said she got up to get her son. He was in the sixth grade, and she got him up to get him ready for school. She couldn't find him. And she looked all over the house, and she couldn't find him. And she ended up looking in the closet, and he hung himself in the closet. And she found out he was being bullied, and he didn't tell her. So that's all I could think about when she told me, and I just cried and cried and cried. And I was like, oh, my God, what if I had to woke up, and I couldn't find him, and he was dead. So when he got home from school, I called him in there and I said, Josh, can we talk? And he was like, yes, Mom. So I said, what's going on? And he looked at me, he didn't say anything. So I said, the counselor called me and I said, was you really gonna do that to yourself? And he said, yes, Mom. And I said, why? He said, I just wanted to stop. And he just started crying. And we cried together and I talked to him and I said, you can't do that. I said, you have a calling on your life. God got a purpose for you.
So did he say specifically some of the things that were going on with him at the school before y'all moved?
Yes, the kids would push him, hit him, tease him, and actually come to find out even one of the teachers was teasing him. Mm-hmm. So he felt like he couldn't tell anybody because he had went to the teachers and, well, went to that particular teacher.
The teacher who was teasing him
right,
as well.
Right, and she didn't do anything. So I think he felt like if I told her and she didn't help me, nobody else would help me.
Mm.
So
he felt trapped in a sense, right?
Yes.
What was she teasing him about, do you know?
He said that she would call him a turtle. She would say he was slow and the other kids would laugh. And I was like, oh, my God. So I did. I went to the school and I spoke to the principal, but she knew nothing about it. And I found out that the little boys was pushing him in the bathroom, and he has a jacket that zips up with a hood. And he told me they grab him by the hood, sling him, they slung him in some urine.
Do you think the administrators at school understand the importance of bullying enough to include that in the conversation?
I think they do. I don't know why but she didn't mention anything. All she said was he wanted to harm himself, and her thing was like he something was wrong. That was the biggest issue to me.
But not mentioning the bullying part, I mean, that's pretty big piece of information here.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a cause and an effect, you know?
Yes. And she, I was so angry. I was like, she should address the bullying.
Yeah, I think that eventually, if it doesn't change, we're going to probably have to have a conversation about retraining educators so that they can understand the importance of bullying and how it's affecting kids emotionally, and that needs this is a part of that conversation you and I are having today, to let people know that this is a very serious issue. It's causing depression. It's causing a lot of emotional issues that kids are going through, and we cannot forget to include bullying into a situation where we begin to diagnose a problem of what's going on, that are you aware that this is taking place? Hey, look, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to meet Joshua. And let's pray together. This sounds like a fascinating young man who has a tremendous call of God on his life. And I want to see if I can relate some things that happened to me with a call of God on my life with Joshua. And let's see if we can get him prepared to stand up to the bullying that's going on in school. We'll be right back.
Faith, power, grace. You're about to experience an explosion of all three at Creflo Dollar's New York Camp Meeting, July 14th through 17th at World Changers Church, New York. If you think you've heard dynamic teaching before, wait until you see what's coming. Creflo Dollar joins forces with Andrew Womack, John Hagee, and David DeMola to bring you an outpouring of grace you've never experienced before.
The teaching was more than I ever expected, and my son here received gift of salvation.
Yes, I did.
The whole family rejoices over that.
If a person was not saved coming through that door, they got saved after they left here.
Can't wait for 2015. You better be here.
4 nights of unforgettable teaching at the New York Camp Meeting, July 14th through 17th at World Changers Church, New York in the Bronx. Sessions begin at 7. All seats are free. Register today at CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
Here he is. How you doing, man?
You got it.
Welcome to the show. First of all, my pleasure to meet you. And I'm excited about talking to you because we're gonna talk about some stuff. And we're going to make sure that you're equipped to handle some situations that come up. The first thing you can tell anybody that bullies you is say, yeah, whatever you're saying about me, that's one thing, but at least I was on a talk show and you ain't never been on one before. anyway, I don't know, maybe you ought not take that advice. But you know, I came up in a situation kind of like yours. Mine was, I was the first black male to integrate an all-white school. Okay, so for me, there were people in that school that had never been that close to a black guy. And they would come and they would rub on my skin to see if something would come off. And they would want to touch my hair because they want to see how the hair felt. And they would call me names. And even when I went in the bathroom one time, two of the guys tried to urinate on me. And it was pretty rough. And so I was going through some bullying before we called it that. And so my mom told me, you know, you really need to understand that you're cut from a different mold. Most young people do everything to try to be like everybody else. They want to dress the way everybody else is dressing. They want to act the way everybody's acting. And my mom convinced me, she said, you're from a different mold and you should be thankful that you're not like everybody else because that makes you unique and special. And I'm like, really? She says, yeah, you're the only black guy in the whole school. So you're you are unique and special. And I started thinking, I'm unique and special. I'm so unique. People want to see if my skin rubs off. I'm so unique. They want to touch. Back then I had an afro. They wanted to touch my fro. And I started thinking, I am unique and I am special. I had to realize there's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. So every time somebody bullies you, nothing wrong with you. Something wrong with the person that's bullying you. Maybe they're sad. Maybe they have a hard time at home. Maybe they're going through something they're embarrassed to really talk about. So sometimes, because they don't know how to deal with their problems well, they'll try to deal with you and hurt you and put their pain on you. But you don't have to receive that. You just remind yourself, I'm cut from a different mold than you. I am special. I am unique. I am smart. And let me add one. I'm good looking. And with my glasses on, I am also stylish and up to date, you know? You know, birds fly, fish swim, and haters hate. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I think I need to send the hater a card thanking them because when they were hating on me, they made me better. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So here's what I want to talk to you about. Here's how we handle this. Number one, you look at your self-esteem and your self-confidence. You build up your self-esteem and self-confidence. You tell yourself every day, I am special. I am unique. I am powerful. Okay? Every time they say something about you that's not true, you add it to your list. The opposite. I am special. I am unique. I am powerful. I am smart. And I am good looking. What are you doing? You're building up your confidence. You're building up your self-esteem. And then another thing you can practice in the mirror, sometimes when people are doing things to irritate you, it's kind of hard to come up with a response at that moment. So you might want to practice how you're going to respond in the mirror or maybe do some role play with mom and practice when they say this. Now, here's what you say. You know, for example, somebody says some ugly things about you, then you practice on eye contact and you practice on your voice being strong and you say to them, I don't agree with what you just said about me because those things are not true because I am smart, wise, good looking and strong. That's going to freak them out. And the whole time you're going to have to try not to smile and laugh because they're going to be looking at you like, what's the matter with you, man? What's going on?
Yes.
You know? And you practice those responses, the different responses to the different things that people will say. I want you to know you're unique and your uniqueness carries power. Being different is not a bad thing. Being different is a good thing. It's the billionaires of the world who grew up different. It's the anointed people who got called in the ministry and preach. We grew up different. When you're special like you are, be grateful for that. And right now at 12, it might not feel too good, but you're going to see how special you really are. Appreciate your uniqueness. Appreciate your call. Your mom said that you believe you're going to preach one day. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
So you sound pretty. You answered me like with some confidence. Why do you feel like you're going to preach the word of God one day?
Because my pastor sent me up to him, and he told me that one day I'm going to see like he see, and one day I'm going to preach like he preach. Mm-hmm. And he said I'm going to do some great things in my life.
Wow. You know, that happened to me when I was a little boy. I never could see how it was going to happen because I kind of stuttered every now and then when I talked. But it happened. And God is true to his word. And that means you're extremely special. You're special to God, and you're going to be special to the whole world. So don't let anybody ever get you to the point where you feel like doing something bad to yourself. Because if you do something bad to yourself, then you're going to rob us of the opportunity of experiencing the special gift that you have for us. What you have is going to probably change my life, the lives of people in our audience, the lives of people on television. Do you know that you're on a television talk show that's being viewed in 171 countries? I thank God that he takes unique people like yourself and he prepares you for a ministry. And sometimes he uses hard times to prepare you to make you stronger and stronger and wiser and wiser. So nothing's wrong with you. Don't ever, ever even think about doing harm to yourself because you're special. How do you feel?
Great.
You feel great? You feel great enough to continue your journey from the pit to the palace?
Yes, sir.
And I believe that one day you're going to have the opportunity to talk to somebody about bullying or some other issue, just like I'm talking to you about this today. I can sense the anointing on people, and I can sense when somebody has a call of God on their life, and I confirm what your pastor told you. There's something very special about you, young man. Yeah, Lord. You see that?
Yes, sir.
I want to do something. I have this every now and then. I don't give it to every guest, but there's some folks I really like to give it to. It's a grace covenant. And I'd like to extend one to you and your mother. And I want to read yours. OK. It says presented on this day to Joshua Page. I, Joshua Page, accept this grace covenant provided to me by Creflo Dollar and agree with the following statements. So I'm going to read the statements and then you can tell me whether you agree or not. I believe Jesus loves me and nothing will ever change. I believe that grace in the person of Jesus Christ has already provided everything I will ever need to have a healthy and a fulfilling and a prosperous life. I believe everything in my past is in my past. Jesus has chosen not to remember it, and neither will I. I will daily proclaim I am the righteousness of God. I will daily live by the belief of understanding grace empowering change to better equip myself for success and to better serve those individuals around me. I will daily flood my life with the word of God and the praises of his saints. This is basically saying that Jesus, he's got your back. And he's provided everything you'll ever need. Will you receive this?
Yes.
Do you believe this?
Yes, sir.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign my name on this grace covenant right here. And then I'm going to ask you to sign yours right above the righteousness of God, because that's who you are.
Amen.
Joshua Page. The righteousness of God. Okay, you can keep that. I can have the pen back, and I'm gonna do the same thing there for your mom. I want y'all to remember the day that you came here. And I'm gonna keep my eyes open and my ears open. And when you start making that sound and I hear about it, I'm gonna remind you of what we talked about here today. And it'll be a powerful, powerful, powerful thing. Joshua, you good to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's practice here a little bit. I'm going to be the bully and you're going to be Joshua. Okay, you ready? All right. Yeah, man, look at you with your ugly self. You dumb. You probably going to flunk all your classes. What you laughing at? Ain't nothing funny.
What you gonna say?
Okay, you gotta give me eye contact.
Well, that's not what the Lord say.
The Lord? Man, why are you smiling? Don't you know I'm trying to bully you? You ugly, you know that?
That's not what the Lord say.
If those demons are operating in those bullies and you keep saying that's not what the Lord say to them, they're probably going to run down the hallway like a dog that got hit with something, you know? Do you guys appreciate Joshua? And we thank you so much. And I'm going to tell you what you've just done. There are other kids that are being bullied and you helped them today. Your courage to first of all come and to sit with us on this show today and to be able to help us out is amazing. Is there something you'd like to tell kids that are being bullied? Is something you would want to say? You want to look into that camera right there and speak to anybody? Tell them what you want them to know.
Well, I will say this, never give up and never doubt yourself and always keep trying and do your best so you can succeed in life.
Joshua Page. Joshua Page. Woo! Stories like Joshua's occur every single day in real life. And it doesn't just happen in elementary or middle school. Bullying exists for all ages. In the workplace, on college campuses, online, in relationships. And I want you to know that you are able to stand up, like Joshua, to any type of bullying you might be facing right now. It starts by gaining the self-confidence to know you are loved and accepted by your Heavenly Father. Listen, this type of love and acceptance is not just fiction. There's a real God who loves Joshua, who loves you. And I have to say, he loves me too. Amen. So much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to serve as our peace, confidence, and protection. And in anything, in any way that we need him to serve, Jesus loves us that much. So I want you to experience his love in a deeper way and find your identity and your purpose in Christ Jesus. My announcer's coming to tell you about a special collection that I've put together to strengthen you and to give you the power to stand up to any bully, giant, or roadblock you might be facing in your world today. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.